All right, if I could get you to introduce yourself.
Asthitwa Thapa, Faculty of Environment Senator and the President of Nepali Students Association.
Can you explain what's happening at the protest on Thursday, July 17th at the University of Manitoba?
So more than 100 students are planning to gather outside the administration building to protest against the discriminatory policies of the Faculty of Engineering. The University One Student Council has passed a unanimous resolution endorsing the protest, and numerous international student groups like the Pakistani Student Group, Nigerian Student Group, and Nepali Student Group, they're trying to collect all people so that they can express their shock over this issue and protest against the discriminatory policy. Because right now, they did not inform students about the changes in admissions policy, and they're forced to seek admissions in other universities or other faculties completely unrelated to their field. This year, the Faculty of Engineering decided to cap the proportion of international students at 13.69%. So that way, what has happened is that the GPA requirement for international student has increased to 4.13. And they have lowered the GPA requirement for domestic students from 3.45 to 2.94. So that way, it's unfair to both domestic and international students. For international students, they can't get into engineering, even though they have a high GPA of 4.0. And for domestic students, it's unfair because it's devaluing their degree. Now, pretty much everyone in the business world knows that the GPA, they're letting students in with very low GPAs, and their chances of getting employment would be significantly reduced, creating two classes of students, one who are here as international students and one who are domestic students. This is not in sync with other U15 universities in Canada. The University of Saskatchewan, for example, admits students strictly based on merit and not their country of origin. This is extremely shameful because this is what politicians do. They're trying to appease a certain section of society. But I'm glad that a lot of Canadians, actually most Canadians, have been very supportive of this issue, and they're joining the group. And the University One Student Council, which represents over 5,500, 6,000 Canadians, have passed a unanimous resolution supporting international students on their endeavor to be equal.
How does this compare to other faculties within the university?
That's a very good question. Asper School of Business is a very competitive school, again, but they don't discriminate on the basis of one's GPA. It's, you know, what if it's a 3.0 for domestic, it's 3.0 for Canadian. I'm in the Faculty of Environment, and the honors program, you need to have a grade point average of 3.25, whether you're domestic or Canadian. It's still 3.25. Faculty of Arts, Faculty of Music. These are, you know, GPAs are similar for students. Except for, say, Faculty of Medicine, where they don't accept international students. And the reason is not because international students are not competent enough. And this is what I feel. It's because a person who has studied in Canada can't actually go and practice in India. So you're getting a degree for no reason. Or for that matter, a person who practices in Canada can't go and practice in my country, Nepal. Mm-hmm. That is one of the main reasons why they're not accepting students in those faculties. However, I would still say that Faculty of Engineering, if you're an engineer in Canada, you can practice in India, you can practice in China, you can practice in Pakistan or any other country. And these are the reasons why we're seriously considering that something needs to be done about it. The faculty, the engineers there, the deans and professors, they're not university students. They should have informed students about these changes in the admissions policy. Why are you so secret? Why aren't you speaking up? Why were students not informed? Because they could have easily gone to University of Saskatchewan or other universities in Canada, which would be very happy to accept students who have an 85-90% average or a 4.0.
Have you had any interaction with the dean since this issue came up?
Yes. I sent him an email, and he was very, very supportive of actually having a discussion. But the discussion was fruitful, I would say that. He was compassionate about international students, but there was absolutely no sign of changing the admissions policy. So it's like saying that, oh, I am compassionate, but I just killed your cat. It's as worse as that. The Faculty of Engineering engineering, as well as the university administration, clearly need to do something about it. They can't be sympathetic to students after actually doing the, after committing what they have actually done.
Mm-hmm. Because the thing that I'm thinking as well is that if you're given no pretext for this happening, what's to say, and no one's opposing it, what's to say it doesn't happen to other faculties at any university?
And this is exactly our concern. And I have to say that on the 25th, when there was a Senate meeting, I asked this question to the Dean of Asper School of Business, and he said that right now they don't have any such policy, but in the future they don't rule it out to even introduce an Asper School of Business. And international students throughout are shocked. They are extremely, extremely disoriented right now. They're unsettled. And I am glad that so many students have signed a petition at requesting Dr. Barnard to intervene and help international students. I do know that the university president is supportive of international students. Every year he organizes a dinner for international students and he speaks to them. So people have lots of hopes from the university president, and I hope he steps in and tells faculty that enough is enough.
CKUW was at the site of the protest on Thursday, July 17th. Here's what the students gathered there had to say.
My name is Thelmer Manget. I'm Nigerian. We all have a subject we want to do. Of course, you have to have a backup if you fail. But then when you don't get what you want, you always feel down about it. Because it's like, you've paid so much to come here and do it. And it's like, I think everyone should have like everything in equality so we can all have the chance to do what we want to do.
My name is Evangelo Kine. I'm here in solidarity with international students in the University of Manitoba. These students are not asking for equality in tuition fees. They're asking for the same chances to better their lives. In the end, I mean, we always talk about the northern divide, the north and south divide. And everybody in the world is talking about ways to better life for everybody. If we have students coming from the global south to the global north to get education, paying for that, wouldn't that be a right step in the right direction? In that, because they say education is the bedrock of society, if the students are getting the proper education they need, they go back to their societies and develop society. Isn't that a plus to the global community? So I find it very fascinating that in a country as developed as Canada is, we still have policies like this.
My name is Astrid Pathapa, and I'm a student senator and the president of Nepali Students Association.
And can you tell me, looking around, what you see and also how you feel about the turnout today?
I feel really good. The number of people that are coming up, it's crossed 100. The numbers are still growing. It's not yet 12. And I'm happy that these many people have come to speak and make sure that these international students get their voice. There's lots of euphoria, lots of excitement, and it's a peaceful protest.
My name is Zach Fleischer, and I'm the chairperson for the Canadian Federation of Students Manitoba. We're here to support international students at the University of Manitoba.
Okay, and then looking around right now, can you describe to me what you see?
I see a large group of students that are quite angry about the changes that the university has brought forward. They brought those changes forward without any consultation to student groups or the student association.
And people have picket signs and t-shirts. Can you read to me what they say?
Yeah, they're saying say no to discrimination because this kind of changes is not fair for us, and it's not fair for students, and it's not fair for domestic students across Manitoba as well.
Al Turnbull, I'm student president.
I think what's being protested today was the disparity in the grades. So there were some students with 4.0s that weren't accepted on the international side, and then students with 3.0s on the domestic side. But the matrices were different, so the acceptances were based on you were competing against either domestic students or international students. And international students, obviously, it was far more competitive with the fewer spots. I'm not sure if they're protesting the policy, because the policy's been in place forever. So for us, UMSU hasn't taken a stance because there hasn't necessarily been a policy breach. And this is actually more than the quota that is put in, which is 10%. So the numbers are a little bit down from last year. We support the students rallying. But we understand that the university is in a tough position because there was no breach in policy.
Well, my name is Saqib, and I had applied, and I am one of the many who have witnessed this firsthand, you know, who were affected by this directly. And, you know, it really saddens me, like, the reality that, you know, we are being racialized in this developed country. You know, we don't expect this when we come to Canada. Like, we come here because it is a fair country, and this is completely the opposite what we are facing here. So I'm really, really very discouraged. I have nowhere to go now. And the timing, the most of what I would say was evil was the timing of this. Like, we are, like, you know, completely left stranded. We cannot apply to any other university now because of the deadline applications. Like, the deadlines are over. So probably we're losing a whole year. So I'm disgusted.